Hello and welcome back to the Uno Mass podcast with me, your host Daniel, and my co-host Jake. How's it going, Jake?
Bonjour.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
It's gone, mate. It is gone.
Well, you know what I want to say. It's been a wonderful weekend for fixtures.
I think I said that last week, didn't I?
Yeah. You're getting old, man.
Nah, it's just like that. It's just like that. That's my lack of humour, isn't it? I just recycle the same four jokes over and over.
Trust me. I know. I've known you long enough to know this now. But always screaming. Where do you want to start? Any particular place? I think you guys. We could start with the game that just happened.
Yeah, we're fresh off the Arsenal Chelsea game.
The London Derby.
I was like, should we go chronologically through the weekend fixtures?
So what was the first game? Brentford-Bournemouth.
I'm not saying like we go like we literally go through the list of every single game. I was thinking maybe should we start with City? City lost.
City like, did like, lose, and if you remember last week when you were Colbin, I said to you, what you think's about to happen to Liverpool is what's going to happen to City. City had a wobble and there was a, well, they lost the game and now they're going to have a big wobble.
And you were right there. I mean, well, I'd like you were correct in saying that. You also said that Ten Hag was going to win you the league this season.
So, I did say that. That's the thing of predictions, Jay. You got to put your balls on the table. And when your balls are on the table, sometimes you get sucked off, sometimes they get kicked. I got kicked to the nuts of Ten Hag, but this week I got sucked off. I don't know what the fuck that
was. I haven't heard that expression before. I've heard balls on the table. I think you've had
it. I think that's what you do, though, isn't it? When you put your balls on the table, it's one or two outcomes, isn't it? I asked the rest of them. I'm just extrapolating here. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, I mean, I think it's more of a metaphor. I don't think it literally means.
Really? No, I'm not. I didn't literally put my balls on the table.
Get your sack out.
But I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking, you can either get metaphorically kicked in the balls, or metaphorically, you know, fellatioed.
I don't know, mate. It's certainly not a term I use. And if anyone's listening and wants to flop their bollocks out, I'd advise to do that at home. Do you know what I mean? That's not something you do outside of the house, and ideally make sure there aren't any people around. That would be my summary on that subject.
I think that's
a Uno Mass endorsement. We can buy.
I concur. I think that's good advice. Don't get your balls out in public. And if you get them out at home, make sure nobody else is around. Unless the person's consenting. But anyway, back to Man City, who did not consent to getting beat 2-1 by Brighton. But get beat they did.
Brighton were good, weren't they? I thought.
Yeah, they're decent. Mitoma's disappeared. So's a stupid young, but Brighton always find a way somehow. You know, they haven't lost at home at all this season.
I didn't know that. To be fair, I ain't watched much of them. It's probably the first full 90 I've seen of them.
Yeah, for a while. João Pedro came back, innit?
João Pedro came back. Danny Welbeck is like literally playing. This is the best I've ever seen Welbs, mate, and I'm fucking here for it. I love that guy.
Yeah, I got a lot of time for Welbeck. The thing is, City scored first, so I thought, this is the end of the wobble, but they just.
I don't know what they did. To be fair, the goal was good, wasn't it? Like, I thought Kovacic...
They played well. They're just not playing as good as they were because the quality of players has gone down. Kyle Walker's passed it, completely passed it. Haaland, without KDB, is just lost. I'm not going to lie. They've turned him into a goal-scoring machine, but nobody's putting the batteries in the machine, so he can't score goals.
He needs some WD-40, is that what you're saying? Well, I mean, he did score. I mean, I thought it was a good goal, because, like...
It was a good goal.
Like, the run was good, the pass was good, and then the finish was decent, but Van Bruggen got a lot of touch on it, and I think he'd done well to then get on the end.
He's very, very persistent. That's one thing I'll say about Haaland. But my whole thing is, like, even though we're saying all this, I reckon around, like, after this international break, they'll probably come back firing again. KDB's back. Foden can't be shit forever because he's quality, and I don't care what anyone says. So, yeah. The big issue is Rodri, and I don't think they win the league without Rodri. Yeah. We're seeing how important he is to their structure.
Yeah, well, he's like, if not their best player, he's their most important player. And I mean, he's the best player on the planet, isn't he?
Every time we have this conversation about Rodri, you say the exact same thing.
Yeah, because he's true, though. It's true. No, but
you say the same phrase, though. You say, if not their best player, definitely their most important player.
You love your little turns
and phrases.
Yeah, all right, Mr. It's been a wonderful weekend of fixtures. See, I could do it to you too, mate.
That just slides off the tongue, though. You've got to try it one of these days.
But it's true, though. Like, Rodri is, like, he makes the team just play, doesn't he?
He is the most important player in that team. He is the tick to their talk.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think he needs to sort out his wingers a bit, Pep, because I'm not sure that they had that Nuno
since they lost Mahrez, it's been a bit ropey.
Mahrez, who else? Well, Foden was playing on the left.
Yeah, and Grealish. Grealish was very underrated in that treble winning season, man. I personally
think. He was, but he has dropped off a cliff.
Because even though I don't think it was about the GA for him during that season, now he's not even providing the other stuff he was providing, you know, like winning fouls, dragging him up the pitch. He's not even playing consistently, so.
I like Grealish as well. I like Grealish. And I agree with the thing about the GNA. Like, he was slagged for it, wasn't he? People assume that he wasn't that good in the treble winning season, but I thought he played very well.
Yeah, I agree.
But I still think Doku's like probably their best winger, but then he's just got no end product, does he?
Not really. He's a bit chaos baller.
Not enough for a Pep team, do you know what I mean?
He's just a bit of a chaos baller. Like, he'll beat a player and then just lash it over the boy. He's another Sterling, low key. But less greedy, because he actually does try and cross and pass.
Yeah. Well, going back to the game, so the Haaland took his goal.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, they did, like, the first half an hour for City with a better team, and they could have they could have scored a few more.
Yeah.
I think, but then they sort of, they do this thing in games sometimes, where after they score, they just sort of relax a little bit. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, the intensity drops a little bit, and it don't normally hurt them, but I think with a team playing as well as Brighton were playing yesterday, they struggled. Because Brighton, they were playing it through the midfield really nicely, I thought.
I think they're struggling against teams that come to play, and Brighton is going to come to play, and Bournemouth came to play, and that's why they beat them as well. But, like, the way City like to play is everybody on the other team is in their box, and they're just passing it around the box, looking for a way in. Trying to pick the lock, basically. If a team's not playing like that, hits them on the counter. Before, they used to have Kyle Walker's speed to build them out of trouble, but he's lost a yard of pace, like more than a yard. He's lost like 5 yards of pace.
Yes, and you're seeing now, like, the fact that, like, yeah, he, like, physically, he's probably the best right back the league's seen.
Yeah. He hasn't really got Gary Neville was better than him. And I've always said this, but my mate never took me in. Like, defensively, like, defensive-mindedly, that's not a phrase, but do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, in terms of a defensive mindset, he's not very bright. Like, he doesn't know where to be, so he doesn't get beat. He doesn't really know when to stick a foot in. But because he was so fast, it didn't matter. He just run past you and grab the ball.
Well, even going forward, I don't think he's that good of a footballer, really.
Nah, he's got a decent cross on him. I'm not going to lie.
This is not me saying he's shit. Well, Kyle Walker is... I mean, he's won how many Premier League titles? You know what I mean? He's obviously not bad, right?
Yeah.
But when you think how, like, you think his pace and power made him world class, but the rest of these attributes, are pretty bang average, personally, I think.
And I don't think anybody would have said that Kyle Walker is the world class going forward. Like,
no, I mean, like in terms of, like, you know, when the ball's played over Kyle Walker, because, you know, like, teams that when they sort of, that, like, especially City with the high line, the ball gets played over the back four.
Yeah.
There's few players you want in world football other than Kyle Walker running back trying to win it, do you know what I mean? Because he was just so quick.
Yeah.
But, just in terms of, like, the way he actually plays the game, I don't think he's that good.
I definitely agree. I just don't think it was really like, I think only really City fans thought that he was world class in other areas, other than like physically, but like, they're biased. Like everybody else could see he was average. I've always said, in terms of like tactically, he's not got a very good football brain, man. Gary Neville was better than him, man, I think, tactically.
Yeah.
But physically, I'd rather have Kyle Walker, because sometimes tactics can't get you out of a... Listen, if if Prime Field Walker is running that fucking Maguire, it don't matter if he's got the mind of Maldini, like, he's not catching him. So...
Yeah, it's true. Well, defenders show, like, the one thing that the hardest thing to defend against is just pace.
Pace.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kick the ball and run.
Well, what were we saying?
The City game. You said they lost control second half.
They lost control. Yeah, well, second half, they were just Brighton were just the better team, man. I mean, dropping deep, linking the play, just dropping balls, like, little round the corners and shit. I think Hinchelwood's pretty good, you know.
Hinchelwood is decent. He's decent. He's their new Billy Gilmore.
Don't sleep on
Billy Gilmore, man. Like, you pause like he's shit or something. Billy Gilmore was not shit.
No, I didn't pause. I was just thinking, like, I don't really remember him starting many games.
Oh, for Brighton?
No, he didn't really. Otherwise, I wouldn't have sold him to Napoli.
Nah, that's not true. McTominay started quite a few games for United. We sold him to Napoli.
Yeah, that's different.
Why is that different?
That's different, and you know it is.
Why is it different?
Because it's Mook Sauce. Like, everyone was slagging Mook Sauce, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Billy Gilmore, man, he was good for Brighton.
Nah, he's decent, and like, I'm glad. Like, I'm quite happy for him and McTominay that they're doing well out in Italy. Definitely. You know what I mean? It's nice to see.
Yeah. Speaking of Serie A,
No. It was just the, João Pedro got the winner, didn't he? It was a bit. I don't know, yeah, you were saying like how like City don't particularly like teams sort of come into play against them.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with that. But I tell you who don't mind it are Liverpool.
Yeah, definitely not. Before we move on to Liverpool though, I just wanted to say, you mentioned about Serie A. I think it's kind of sad because like I was watching Expressions and Rants. Fuck, that guy is so angry, man. Who hurt him? Who hurt that guy? Rants and Bents.
His name is Rants. Yeah. So it's either going to be anger or comedy. Rants and Bents.
Yeah.
It's not comedy.
When I first started watching it, it was because of some of his political stuff. He did some thing on like Vice back in the day. But then I found out it was a United fan. I was like, oh, that's a happy surprise. And he started doing more football content. And he knows what he's talking about, but he's just so angry. Like, have you seen the stuff he says about Garnacho?
No.
I felt bad about Garnacho today, man. I felt bad. Like, his confidence went down. Bruno had to comfort him after the game. Look, the thing is, yeah, like, there's a fine line between, like, confidence and arrogance. Don't be arrogant is what I would say to Garnacho, innit?
I thought we talked about Serie A. We ain't getting on to Garnacho.
I'm just saying, it all links back in it. Like, Rance getting on to Garnacho, and what's it called? Rance was saying in the Expressions, what's it called thing?
You're right.
He's saying that back in the day, Serie A was the Premier League, but now Serie A is, man, that league is low quality, man. Like, have you watched any Serie A games?
I watched the Juventus Inter Milan game. That was 4-4.
Everything's so slow.
It is slow. It is slow. It is very slow.
And even the quality is not really that. Like, to be fair, I haven't watched the lower league teams.
Sort of always like that, though.
Yeah, but before the quality was way higher. Nowadays, like, it's just. They always had like a striker or two that was just mwah, and like a magician or two that was just mwah.
Every team had a player like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but now it's just a shadow of its former self. I think personally, out of the big five leagues, I think across the board, Ligue 1 and Serie A are the worst. Then there's Bundesliga. then it's La Liga, and then it's the Premier League right at the top.
Them rankings, yeah. How do you feel? Well, I don't disagree. You know what I mean? Mm. I think the Serie A thing. There's loads of reasons why, but I feel like the best players in the world now
come to the Premier
League. Don't go join Serie A, do they?
No, they don't.
You know what I mean?
They don't.
Like back in the day, look when like when R9 joined Inter Milan.
Yeah.
If you had the equivalent of R9 today, he wouldn't. Sorry, Siri's been encroaching on the conversation.
I think that's something to say about R9.
That's my point. Like, the equivalent, if R9 was about today, he wouldn't join Inter, he'd go to.
None of the big players ever go to any of the Serie A teams. It's like somewhere, it's like a football graveyard down there. Like, Dzeko's there. Who else is there? Mkhitaryan. I think Darmian.
Darmian. Well, that's just Inter, yeah.
There's so many, what's it called? Like, old players that go there. Like, when Bellingham was looking for a club, Serie A was never in the conversation. Declan Rice, never in the conversation. Caicedo, never in the conversation. Mbappe, never in the conversation. Haaland, never. Nah. All of the good young talents, none of them go from Serie A. And to be fair, they don't produce that much good young talent anymore either.
Well, I'm trying to think. Who's the best player in that league now? Probably
Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, Martinez probably. But it's not. Yeah, I do agree with that. I still think. I still find it interesting, and I'd like to see Serie A back up there.
I think I have a soft spot for the league. I like AC Milan a lot, but yeah, sad to see.
Well, I'd see Inter, Juventus, Roma, Lazio, Napoli, Bologna.
I thought we were just naming Serie A teams.
Hellas Verona, if you want to pick out.
Lazio.
Yeah, I should have said Lazio.
Fiorentina? Did you say Fiorentina?
I think so, Fiorentina. You can have Fiorentina if you want.
Alright, no more Serie A teams, but yeah.
I mean, if you want to keep going, I can keep going, but I don't think it's much of a...
No. I'm just saying, no more. Like it's not about.
Appreciate us just like.
I mean, we do talk about other leagues on the Uno Mass podcast, but it's primarily the Premier League, isn't it? Like, I know the name is Spanish, but we are English, so. What was I gonna say? You wanted to move on to Liverpool, but
No. It was just that it weren't like I weren't trying to move on to it. I suppose we will move on to it, but it was just like. It was a good observation you made about City, how like they prefer teams to sit back. I think when games are more open, Liverpool thrive. Because you saw that in the game against Villa. Because I thought Villa played quite well, personally.
Yeah, they did. It's not like they had no opportunities. If Ollie Watkins was a better striker, like Harry Kane scores one of the chances that he had and he dragged it wide. Duran came on, but I mean, there's only so many times that guy could come off the bench and score. But... it was Liverpool's game, man. I never thought anything else. I always thought it was going to be Liverpool's game. I captained Mo Salah in fantasy. I don't know. Anybody that thought any different after watching...
Well done.
What?
Because you captained
Salah. Just leave the bit on this side of the door, yeah. We're a team here. Until the last 15 minutes when we talk about fantasy. But, what's I going to say? Salah... Yeah, like anybody that thought any different after watching how Liverpool is going to play, have been playing, it's just, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, they're good. They're all good. Every single one of them is good. Luis Diaz is good. Alisson's good. Van Dijk, Salah, Gravenberch.
Nice fucking beast. I thought he was the best kind of thing. To be fair to Villa, they played through their midfield quite.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't as one sided as I'm making it out to be, but it always looked like Liverpool were gonna win.
Yeah. No. I agree with that, but I'm saying, like obviously they broke out of press and they put balls over Konate because again they're quite a high line. Mm. But I never thought that like whether it was Watkins or Bailey running with him that they'd or Morgan Rogers even that they'd get past Konate because he just fucking.
Yeah, but he's a bit physical to the point where I think if another ref might have given a couple of those as fouls.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there was the sort of half penalty shout where I think David Coote gave a free kick to Liverpool for like no apparent reason.
Because it's David Coote.
He blew his whistle.
Yeah.
That was Dan Conatis, so I wanted, and he sort of shoved Ollie Watkins. But I just think, yeah, like sort of shoulder to shoulder trying to run past. Can
It's
I and
tough.
Van Dijk?
It's tough, yeah.
Like, you try go the other side, get past Van Dijk, no thanks, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you
But
mean.
yeah, and then but yeah, they just break so well as well. That's why I feel like,
They do. Their
you know,
attack is crazy.
people like
Salah.
Liverpool, don't they? Because they are good to watch their games, I have to
Yeah.
say.
I saw
You know
somebody
what I mean?
say something like they want Saka to have the defensive responsibility that Salah has. And I think they were trying to say that Saka has to do too much for Arsenal. Or maybe he doesn't do enough.
Well, yeah, it's the different sort of obviously it's different structure and tactics. Arteta likes these wingers to work back and double up with the centre half because he puts the fullbacks in midfield, doesn't he? So he needs the wingers
But
to play up front.
I do think Saka would benefit from being able to, have
Oh,
a bit more
100%.
freedom.
Well, he's our most decisive player, and that's why, you know, he's our best. Well, yeah,
He is your
in the
most player.
attacking third,
I don't
if
think he's
there's
your
one
most
player you want on the
important. I
ball.
think Odegaard's probably your most important, as we've seen.
Yeah, well, so much better with him today. But yeah, no, well, I mean, Liverpool both, well, they had like three chances in the first half off Aston Villa corners, isn't it? Because they
Yeah,
just, that's where
they
Nunes'
break so
goal came
well.
from.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, no, it was good stuff. I mean, Nunes is fucking, he is a nutcase. Like, did you see his goal?
He's such a South
It was
American
so
player,
stupid. It was so stupid because his first touch was fucking awful, but then he done really got to finish it. But then I
Yeah.
think if your first touch weren't that shit, you wouldn't have had to do that finish.
Yeah.
But then I thought if the finish wasn't that difficult, I feel like if it was an easier finish, he'd have
He would
missed
have
it
missed.
almost.
That's how I feel about Garnacho a lot of the time. Sorry, I keep
Fucking love that guy. We'll get on to him, by the way,
I
right?
do love Garnacho. I want him to do well, man. I want him to
Have
do
you ever
well.
seen it? Have you ever seen In Between Us when Simon gets a girlfriend and then like every time he speaks about it, Jay makes a beep 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 beep.
You're gonna
I'm
do
gonna
that
do
for
that now and you
Garnacho?
stop the rap. You bring up Garnacho, mate. Beep 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 beep. Come off another Garnacho update. No, but
Was
yeah.
that gonna say? Yeah, Liverpool, man, they're gonna win the league, Jake. You man drew and dropped points today. Like, I don't see you coming back. Do you think he could
Well,
come back?
you say come back, it's only 11 games into the season, mate.
Yeah, but we know the league has decided, like, the people that are gonna fight for the league is usually decided by now.
No, I don't. Well, I think this year's a little bit different.
It is. That is fair to say.
I suppose Liverpool have definitely been, like, by a good way, the best team. But, like, you know, one loss, you never know, man. And there's, like, sort of, at a moment. Let me get the table up.
Just don't think they're gonna wobble though.
No.
I think they
It's
might
like
get
they've
a
got
couple of
quite.
draws.
Like the gap between ninth and second is only 5 points.
Crazy.
Do you know what I mean? It's still. Liverpool are like. I think they're like 10, 9 points ahead of us, something like that. So it is a bit of a gap. I still think we should have beat them when we played them. We
You
might
know,
regret that because we've got to go to Anfield, don't we?
the gap between 5th and 13th is.
Are you going to tell me or?
I was waiting for you to say yes or no. 4 points.
Oh, what is... Yeah, there you go. What did you say 13th? Because you were for fucking sure we
Yeah.
are in 13th. No, I didn't clock that, yeah. Right. See, that's bad. I didn't know you're that far down the table.
Listen, we've been undefeated since Ruud came in, which I can't say for some people's teams, which sort of brings us to the Mighty Gunners. How do you feel about your performance today?
I wanted to talk about Salah briefly. We can come back to it. I don't feel great about the Arsenal performance, to be honest, mate. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
I
think we
didn't
played
get a chance to
badly.
watch the game, so. But it
I thought
seemed
we played
boring from
badly.
the updates. 1-1.
It was, do you know, it lacked quality. Like Cole Palmer again. I know you said it a few weeks ago. Like in the big games, he goes missing. He was completely non-existent to them. But to an extent, so was Saka. I think Cucurella had a good game.
You've overplayed Saka, man. He is your best player, but he's not your most important player. You need to rest that guy, man. Like, the amount of games he's played is ridiculous for his
Yeah,
age.
maybe, but every time he's not in the team, I do worry. But yeah, it weren't. It was a bit. We were a better team, I think, throughout the match. Like, I think we played the better football on the balance, and
I think so.
You know, we looked more secure at the back. I don't think Chelsea had that many chances, but it was
didn't
just.
Did they score an offside goal?
No, we did.
I swear they did as well, though.
Well, they are. Well, yeah, Jackson did, but he was about a yard and a half offside. And it's like the flag went up. Everyone knew he was offside.
Okay.
Like, he knew he was offside when he scored it. Because he just looked at the linesman and just started running backwards.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, no, what was I going to say? I was just going to... Oh, I don't know now. I've lost my place, I think. Where was I? Yeah, no, it was just like... Yeah, it just lacked... real quality and cutting edge, and you know, especially against that back four, I think we should have done more with the game.
Yeah, but you ain't got any quality in your strike, your front line other than Saka.
Martinelli done all right, and he did score the goal. But
Martinelli scored,
yeah.
Holy shit!
From Odegaard didn't do much in the game, but you know, fair enough, he's just back from injury. But he played one really nice ball over the back line of Chelsea's, and Martinelli finished it off for the Arsenal goal. And then Neto scored from like that sort of 25 yards, build it.
Damn.
But yeah, no, it was just it was a bit needly, and there was a lot of like shit fouls, and you know, there was just a lot of bullshit in the game. And I feel like we got drawn into it, which is what we did against Newcastle the week before as well. Do you know what I mean? Almost like we try too hard to be this sort of shit-ass team, I feel.
You have changed up, like we say it every week, but you've changed up race style, play style, and it's not really working for you at all. Like, my mate said, because he's giving me a little rundown of the game, he said after you scored, you slowed down the game, tried to like do everything really slowly and like not go for it as much as you were, like take the tempo out of the game, and then they scored. And you tried to speed up again, but you couldn't like really catch up to the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. It's so fucking annoying, to be honest with you, mate. It's like you can almost see it coming. It's like before, when the defence was as solid as it was, you sort of thought, like, we go 1-0 up, we can keep them out. Even like sort of earlier in the season sort of thing. But at a moment where we've been a little bit we've been underperforming. We need to just come out with an intensity for like 90 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're still sort of a little bit like City when they score, or when they scored against Brighton. We just sort of thought we'll sort of let them come onto us for the next 15, 20 minutes. Just manage the game and then try to go at them again. It's just like go 1-0 up. Just go at them again, man. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. What's it called? It's a funny observation that I've actually seen knocking about. Pep and Arteta both falling off at the same time. I don't know if there's anything in that, but yeah, I thought I'd mention it. It's almost like he's forgotten how to do that. Like, go at a team for 90 minutes. And because people know you're not going to be coming at them, I feel like... they feel more freedom to attack. Like before, they were scared, innit? Because nobody wants to get slapped 5-0. But when they know you're not going to be attacking like that, and they know you haven't got clinical finishes like that, you need a striker.
The sort of slightly negative playing for us teams.
Yeah. So then they put one pass into like, hold on, we could do this. And now everybody's thinking like, it's like, you know, I think somebody said, you know, when Mike Tyson got beat for the first time. Other people are like, hold on. Yo, he's human. We can go beat him. And he loses more and more. And that's like sort of what happens with Arsenal, I reckon, this season. Like, after lost to Bournemouth. Almost. You're like, they never lost away from home the whole year or some bullshit like this. But now, it's tough.
Again, I think we're getting back to where we were, and the squad's pretty much back to full fitness now. We need a centre forward, mate. I think.
All right, cool. Here's a little fun little thought experiment for you. You can answer it now. You can answer it at the end of the pod. January is coming up soon, like 2 months. If that brings the transfer window. If you were going to sign two positions and get rid of two players, who would the two people be in both?
You know what I'm going to say, though?
What?
We've had the conversation before. It is. I think we need a left winger and a centre forward.
Okay. I thought you might say a right winger for a Saka cover.
Maybe.
Because you do like, you are partial to Martinelli as much as you have been on the donkey train recently.
He's frustrating that because he gets a lot of the football. It used to be he didn't get as much of it. He used to come down the right hand side. And what I would say, I think with Odegaard back, we got that sort of little Odegaard, Ben White, Saka link ups back now. That little triangle. Yeah. That's good stuff.
That is a good triangle. It's lovely I was enjoying watching that last season.
It's just like the timing of the Ben White runs.
The overlap is cash money every time, man. Overlap to the little deep ball, back post. It's good stuff.
It's the way of them hold up to stand them up to the back post. But now he does them. He still do them. He still does them in the game, Ben White, right?
Mm.
It's either Martinelli just on his heels, or he's just run too far in the box, or Jesus is on, will get the ball down. But instead of going, I'm going to shoot, I'm in the box, he'll think, nah, do you know what? I'll run back towards the corner flag. I need to take this geezer on a couple of times.
I need to show him I'm Brazilian.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, and just coming back to the... I think a left winger and a striker. No, again, I'm not saying Havertz. I thought Havertz is good and he had a good game.
You could have anyone under 80 mil in both positions.
Under 80 mil?
Yeah, 80 mil.
As in, like, I've got 80 mil to spend on the two positions, I've got 80 mil for each position.
80 mil for each position.
I've got 160 mil.
160 mil. Sorry.
Who do I get? Left wing. Striker. I'm not going to say fucking... I'll start by saying I'm not going to say Gyökeres at striker.
Gyökeres.
You're a kiss, because I just don't know, man. It's like
he seems like such an Arsenal player, though.
No, he does, but it's just buying from Sporting. I'm a little bit my reservations.
Yeah, I mean, we've done well. Again, Ronaldo and Bruno. Bruno's got 149 GA, 250 appearances
in the Portuguese league, right? But it's just a bit. It feels like a little bit of a fugazi.
No, but did you hear what I said, though?
You said you signed Ronaldo from Sporting.
No, I said, did you know that Bruno's got 100 and, well, I think he's 151 now because he scored today and assisted? He's got 151 GA in 250 appearances.
Yeah, I did say something like that. I saw it was his 250th game.
That is nuts. That's more than Steven Gerrard in his first 250. Who else is it more than? There's a couple people is more than. I think it was more than Henri. I don't know.
I didn't see it. But yeah, no. Who would I sign as a striker? Isak, mate. That's what I want.
You're not getting Isak for 80 mil.
I'm not.
Okay. You can have Isak. Who's your left winger?
Nah, do you know what? I've got 160 mil total.
Yeah.
And it's up to me how I spend it on
the. Yeah, you're Eddie. You're Eddie for the day.
Who do I get left wing? I don't know, mate. Who's out there left wings? Let's get Mbappe. I'll tell you what. That's what I'll sign. I'll sign Isak and Mbappe. There you go.
I can't have Mbappe, you idiot.
Wait, he fucking needs to leave Real Madrid, mate. I mean, it's not going well for him.
Mbappe is not, what's it called him, bro? Mbappe is not going to Arsenal.
You never know. He do like that sort of Omri arc 2.0. He wants to play left wing. It's a fucking win-win, mate. Mbappe...
Arsenal's never ever signed Mbappe.
All I'm saying, mate, is bonjour.
I mean, you got Sterling. All right, so Sterling and Gyökeres. And then who's the two players you'd get rid of?
No, it's not even getting rid of. I wouldn't get rid of.
I'm just curious because I want to see who you think's like underperforming in your team.
In the starting 11.
Yeah. Not even starting at 11, but like, I'm not going to lie, you could have done without Mikel Merino.
I don't see it with him yet. He's only played like sort of a dozen games.
Whatever. I just don't know what the players, but yeah.
Well, I'd drop Martinelli from starting 11 because he is underperforming, and yeah. I'll drop Partey for like off the pitch reasons. You know what I mean? I don't want him playing for my club. Let's be real.
I mean, I'm not speaking about that. I did say to you the other day that like, because. I saw another post that some guy did something, and somebody quote tweeted the post that the girl made of the guy, and they're like, "So is the world we live in now? A person just has to make a Twitter post about a guy that there's people hunting the family or whatever." So yeah, I don't know, man. If Partey did it, he deserves to burn in hell.
Oh, are you like Tom Partey then? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't give a fuck about Thomas Partey. I'm just saying it's like. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. It's a football podcast, isn't it? But, yeah. If he did it, he deserves to burn in hell. If he didn't do it, then, yeah, I don't know. It sucks to be him.
He deserves to play with Declan Rice, Martin Odegaard.
Yeah.
I don't know. With the two players I get rid of the team, I don't know who my other player would be, mate.
I'm not trying to change your opinion. I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to change your...
No, like in terms of performances this season, I think they've all sort of underperformed to an extent. I don't think any of them have been that good.
Yeah, what's his name? You guys are French Van Dijk, Saliba. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff from him. Speaking about non-football related things, do you remember when we had that conversation about Vinicius Junior?
What about him not winning the Ballon d'Or?
Yeah, and I was like, the people that are picking it might not even be picking against him for football reasons. Have you seen all the journalists that have come out and been like, yeah, he never finished college and he's too arrogant, and there's like five people that didn't put him in their top 10 for the Ballon d'Or?
Because he didn't finish... college?
No, I don't know if that's why the five people, but one of the people that voted for Rodri was like, yeah, Rodri finished university, he doesn't have social media, he's so humble.
What the fuck? That's not football reasons, is it? I've seen bits. I've seen like them saying that Rodri's attitude's better than Vinicius and stuff.
Yeah, and this is what I was saying to you. Like, I'm like I like because I remember you brought up the stuff on Twitter about race, basically. And it could be that, but when I was saying it could be other stuff that they picked Rodri over Vinicius for, I mean, it could be race, it might not be, I don't know again. But what I do know is this Polish guy, Maciej Iwanski, Polish Ballon d'Or voter, I chose Rodri for his class and fair play. He has zero social media, graduated college, and has big humility. Rodri is best appreciated by watching him for 90 minutes. In today's era, young people only watch highlights to marvel at Vinicius Jr.'s spectacular actions. It's like, what a knobhead. Like, why is he voting for the Ballon d'Or?
I don't know who that person is. Who is he? They're journalists, aren't they?
Some of them, yeah.
But yeah, no, my point would be on the Ballon d'Or.
Mm.
It's always been...
about football.
Bullshit. Oh. It's always been bullshit to an extent, because it's always been journalists that vote for it. So it's always opinion. So everyone's... got a different opinion on what a good footballer is.
Yeah, but it's just like, at least keep it football related. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. Listen, I agree with you. I like Rodri, not Rodri. Vinicius gets hated. Like, if Vinicius was white, he wouldn't get half the hate that he does.
That I'm almost definitely sure about. Yeah, I can say that for sure.
So I don't agree with that stuff. But the whole thing about everyone being like in uproar that he hasn't won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
It's just like the Ballon d'Or's always been fucking bullshit, mate. So, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know why fans care that much, because it's not a
trophy. Because it's the closest we'll ever get to objective as this is the best player in the world, isn't it? And it's something nice to point to that. Messi fans still say, oh, look, he's got 8 Ballon d'Ors. All right. He's still an autistic midget.
There's nothing to say. Did you see the clip of, because they lost in
the MLS pushed the keeper in the goal. they're a little mafia in America, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, they just run the league. Like, they do whatever they want, and there's no repercussions.
The It's because they got Messi. It's like, yeah. They got his boys there now. Suarez, Busquets, Alba, all there.
Yeah.
But did you see him? Because he was stuck in the net and the fucking game was like giving it to him.
He what's it called? He tried to go up to the ref and give them a card, but the ref didn't do anything. It's fucked up, man. It's actually fucked up.
Awful, funny as shit. Yeah.
Nah, it was funny. Here's the other thing that I saw. These three journalists didn't include Vinicius Jr. in their Ballon d'Or top 10 votes. Juha Kaneva, Bruno Porcio, Shefeni Nicodemus. And this is what I'm saying, yeah. That's just disingenuous. I can't take your opinion about football seriously if Vinicius isn't in the top 10 votes.
That's
it's like
bad.
People like, okay, if you think Messi's better than Ronaldo, fair enough, you're entitled to your opinion. I can see why you might think that. He's got more Ballon d'Ors and more, what's the word? And he's got a World Cup. I personally don't think football's that binary, but if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But if you don't think Ronaldo's at least top two, I just think you're you're just an idiot. Like, you're not very bright.
In the Ballon d'Or, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the same thing with Vinicius. If Vinny's not in your top 10, you either have a personal vendetta against him, or you're just an idiot and you don't know anything about football. So.
It's just biased, man. It is biased, isn't it?
Yeah.
People just vote for who they like as opposed to. You know, I don't think like any fan will ever be completely impartial. I just don't think you can be.
That's the point of being a fan, isn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, he's still playing really well, isn't he? Vinicius, like, did he score another hat trick on the weekend?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, Osasuna.
Yeah.
Although they did lose in the midweek in the Champions League to AC Milan.
Yeah, that was bad.
Sure. Because they're pretty shit, Milan, as well. Do you know what I mean? It's not like... That's been a bit... To be fair, if you look to the Champions League table, it still sounds wrong in my head to say the Champions League table.
Yeah. I'm going to lie, though. We're getting some good matchups from as opposed
We have been getting some good, good results. Like, dude, didn't Bayern win, 8-0 or something?
Yeah.
Do you know they're currently not? I don't even think they're in the playoffs. I think they might be heading out of the Champions League at the moment.
Bayern
in the table. Yeah,
who
it's
they
fucking
lost
crazy,
to?
I'm telling you, it's mental.
How many games have they lost?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know the exact sort of stats. Obviously,
shit. If they don't make it out of the groups, you think company makes it past Christmas?
I don't know. They're in 17th, so...
Fuck. I thought they were playing good stuff before.
Yeah, they're below Dinamo Zagreb, Celtic, and Brest. Brest up in 4th, mate. Brest are actually fucking flying right now, baby.
Well, I'll tell you something. Brest are not us, so... makes sense that they'd be good there.
That's a hilarious joke, Daniel.
Thank you.
You can tell by my reaction.
Hello?
No, after you, mate. Honestly, I'll cut you off. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say we can move on to the United game if you don't have anything else to say about...
At Arsenal?
Yeah.
No, not really. He's played fucking kind of shit, mate. Yeah, I still think we're going to win the league, but, you know, we need to buckle our ideas up.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk back on actually, I know, Daniel, but I'd like to get...
I wanted to talk about it earlier, but I thought you were going to make the noise, so I didn't.
No, it's just because I feel like Garnacho's just the big topic of discussion at United.
Because he's a big personality. Like, I said it to my mate, whenever Garnacho comes on, he becomes the focal point. And I don't even think it's something that he means to do or the players mean to do, but he forces the issue so much by, making runs... dropping back, not recently, but before he used to drop back and drive with the ball so much, it just sort of ends up happening to where he's the focal point of the team. So I see a lot of Garnacho in other areas of play, especially because he's frustrating as well, but
the game you won, you beat Leicester
3-0. I thought we would since Rudy's come in, He looked a lot more stable, and I don't know, man. Ten Hag, he was the vibes as well, but he was the author of his own destruction. Like, why are you not playing Ahmad is confusing as fuck to me. Garnacho is best coming off the bench. Rashford should start games, even though I think he had a terrible game today. But Rashford should start games ahead of Garnacho because he brings a level of control that Garnacho just doesn't bring. Mazraoui in the 10? I was going to leave that one there.
What?
Don't you remember Mazraoui in the 10?
When did this happen?
Thing started. Ten Hag started Mazraoui in the 10.
What the fuck? It's I didn't know about this.
I don't know.
Mazraoui, the fullback that you saw from Bayern.
Yeah, yeah. He started him in 10.
And was playing in a central attacking midfield
position. Yeah. I can't remember who it was against. It might have been... Who was it? It might have been against Galatasaray, you know.
Jesus. So he played it in a professional game. He played a fullback in number 10. I didn't know about this.
He did.
Did he learn this at Ireland?
Galatasaray, Fenerbahce.
Yeah. So I was about to say same difference. It really fucking isn't.
You could get in big trouble for saying difference. Same difference for that one, but
that's dangerous.
Mazraoui played
in the 10. Jesus. So, yeah, but the vibes are back up at United now because Bruce in and when's Almiron starting? Is it after the international break?
Before I answer, I just had a little quote from De Ligt that I wanted to talk about because you said the vibes are up, innit? And as much as I think Ten Hag was the author of his own destruction, I think we could have done better where we had him. Not that I wanted to keep him, that's not what I'm saying. But De Ligt said, and I quote, "The difference is that with Ten Hag, we had games where we played very well, like at West Ham, with very big chances and we didn't score. Against Leicester, in the Carabao Cup, we scored 5 goals with goals like a 30-yard shot, a free kick deflected by the wall. Sometimes football is quite strange because luck takes over. That's a compliment to Ruud, but also to Eric. It's not that there's been a big change, it's the dynamic that has changed. And if the dynamic changes, everyone becomes more confident and you start winning games. It's as simple as that." And the reason why I wanted to bring that up is two reasons, isn't it? Because people joke about aura and stuff and all of that, but it's a real thing in football. As I was saying, if the Wolves keep losing, they might just not be able to win again. And I want to link that to the City and Arsenal thing. This is what I don't think, or at least it's going to be very hard for you guys to mount the comeback that you guys want to mount. Because once the dynamic changes, it's hard to get it back. Like that unbeatable aura that City had. And even you guys, if you're defence, but I think you will recover at some point during the season. But on United, the dynamic has definitely changed, and I'm happy, man. It's nice to see us controlling games. It's nice to see us play well. I think only Dalot and Rashford had bad games today. And
I saw Dalot's rating was poor, and
he got hooked at 56 minutes. So he didn't even get the clean sheet bonus on the FPL.
I suppose that always happens though when a manager who's especially like hasn't been doing very well gets sacked interim, normally like a club favourite comes in, does all right. Do you know what I mean? You might as well, if you enjoyed these last couple of weeks.
I started enjoying it at least. At first I was a bit worried because it's rude. And like he said, nothing's really changed. Only difference is he's playing Ahmad. He's benching Garnacho. That's pretty much it. He's not playing Mazraoui into 10, I guess, which is genius. I still
don't believe that he actually did that. That's fucking mental.
But yeah, to answer your earlier question, Amarim comes in after the international break. His first game will be Ipswich.
Well, that's not a bad game to start.
It's definitely.
I don't know why he's leaving Sporting, to be honest.
Because it's Man United. Pardon me. I get that.
It's more money and it's in a better
league. It's not even about the money, though. When you're big, you're big. Like, if you manage Man United, like, if you do a good job here, you could go Real Madrid next, innit? That don't happen with Arsenal.
Why are you bringing up Arsenal?
Because I don't like you. I like shitting on your team. Like, I don't like your team. And I've been too nice this pod, so...
Okay. No, I was just like, he seems quite happy in Portugal. They've just, like, you know, they've just slapped City in the Champions. They're like third in the Champions League group.
Yeah.
You lot aren't even in the Champions League.
No.
And it's like, I just sort of, and you're coming in mid-season to a sort of a club that's still like sort of
A bit all over the place. You've stabilised though. Four games undefeated.
You've done four games undefeated, but, like, you know what I mean? The roof's still leaking and the training ground ain't got no fucking
The roof's leaking, but the sun's shining, isn't it? It's not like, it's not pouring how it was before.
Well, yeah. I'd say it's a light drizzle, but my point is, and it, like, he must have looked at like previous managers that have gone in there,
yeah,
and like not really done it. Do you know what I mean? And thought, why would I want to subject myself? Because
the thing
to
is, like, when you're a winner, Jake, like me, for example, I'm bottom of fantasy right now. But you know what you think in your head? Next week, I'm going to turn it around. And Amorim's looking at United like, I'm going to be the guy to turn this around. Like, when you have that confidence, nothing can stop you in life. You just keep going. You might get knocked down for a bit, but you just keep going. So,
actually, it's a pretty good motto to have. I mean, like, it's also the motto that fucking gambling addicts have. Do you know what I mean?
Seven times down, eight times up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I said, when you're big, you're big. So,
I don't know what that means, Daniel.
You do know what it means. You don't want to know what it means.
No. Listen.
But we have the most trophies. We are the biggest club in England and one of the biggest clubs in the world. People are going to come here because when you come here, it's like all eyes on you, for better or for worse. Even when we're doing shit, they can't stop talking about us. Our names are constantly in their mouths.
Daniel, that's true. Yeah. That's true, right?
Yeah.
That's completely true. And you can have that. I'm going to give that to you, mate. You can't give it to me because it's mine.
You know what, Jake? I'm coming to your house. I'm going to give you your house keys. Those are yours. Have those. On me.
Yes. What's up, man? No. All I'm saying is, yeah, you can keep that, but does that matter? Does it matter if right now you're shit?
Yeah, but we won today and you drew. So the same Arsenal, no. The same Arsenal that are good right now drew to Chelsea, just the way we drew to Chelsea. So
I'm not, again, dude. Like, imagine this conversation you're having right now is not of an Arsenal fan.
But it is, like, though. Just
but imagine it isn't.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still going to bring up Arsenal, even if it was an Arsenal fan, because everybody thinks Arsenal's good. So,
like, you lot are shit.
All right. And so are you.
No, but you
lost the board, man.
You're not talking to Jake right now. You're talking to fucking...
Oh, okay, sorry. And so are Arsenal, John. Arsenal are also shit, so... Before you think about us... Listen, like, just go from the top down, innit? Speak to City, speak to Arsenal before you come to here. To humble United.
Oh, I was trying to make a point.
So was I. I forgot my point a long time ago. But no, man. It's been a good season so far. Not really, but our season starts at
international break, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. After international break, that's when our season starts.
I don't know, man. What is the best you can hope for, really, this season? What would you say is a good outcome in the league?
For me.
Yeah, top four.
Europa League trophy, which confirms. Champions League qualification and top four.
Jeez, mate, Adam might have fallen, innit?
Okay, so what's best case scenario for you? Don't let me hear out of that stinking mouth win the league. Don't let me hear it.
Quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not at a point where I'm saying, like, that would be consisting of a good season. I fucking hate that trophy, but it's a trophy, mate. So,
okay.
I mean.
Okay.
So I'm saying domestic cup winners in the Carabao.
Yeah.
And the Champions League. That's what's happening. Right.
Yo, Arsenal fans, you guys are the real definitions of seven times down, eight times up. You know what I thought about the other day? I was thinking this
yesterday because a lot of Arsenal fans were slagging Haaland because he said something like, he said, stay humble. And everyone was like, after the, because he lost his head at the end of the Brighton game, didn't he?
Yeah.
And all the United, all the Arsenal fans were like, oh, you talk about staying humble, Haaland. And yeah. I'm like, it's just fun fucking back-to-back Premier Leagues, you dickheads. We're still like 8 points behind them. Shut up.
That's like, when you said Champions League, it reminded me of something I was thinking about on the way to somewhere, yeah. There's no Arsenal fan in the history of the world that has watched you guys win the Champions League. Ain't that nuts?
Isn't that concerning?
Yeah.
No, well, mate, listen. The Arsenal fans are fucking knobheads, really. Like, if we're really deep in it. But I don't really care. Do you know what I mean? You say Arsenal fans have been saying this, Arsenal fans have been saying that all the time on the pod. I couldn't care less what Arsenal fans are saying.
You can't do that, though. Like, that's just cheating. Like, you can say that for anything. Oh, yeah. My DM has allegations against him. I don't care. Like, what? That's cheating, bro.
It was like when fucking Ty said at the start of the season, like the 2017-18 season, we could win the quadruple. I went there going, oh, yeah, it's going to fucking happen, mate. And then when we didn't win the quadruple, I weren't going, oh, no, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, no, I know. You'd probably be like, Ty's a fucking idiot. I know
with all the AFT lot, that fucking bald guy who's saying we were going to go undefeated like a month ago, Lee Gunner, all these dipshits.
That's what I was going to say earlier. Lee Gunner and Rance, they come from the same school of anger.
Nah, see, I feel with Lee Gunner, it's worse, if anything, because Lee Gunner's not
know,
faulty,
Jake, man. I don't know, Rance, like, the thing is, I've watched his content outside of football. He's so angry, man. So angry. But it's good, man. You guys have had a good 2 years. You lot can sink back into your little dogfights with Tottenham. Once Amorim comes in, we'll be on our way up. So, yeah.
You say these things, like I don't know where you get this.
That is my job, Jake. That is my. I don't work for Sky Sports. Like, I'm not here trying to be objective, trying to be Gary Neville. Ooh, yeah, Man United and shit. No, I'm a fan. Like, I'm going to be a little bit ridiculous at times. But as long as I somewhat believe it, then I don't feel bad for saying it. But yeah, man. When was Arsenal Football Club formed?
18... Wait. Before I answer this, what are you going to say after I answer this question?
No, I'm just thinking of all the fans that have lived and died and you guys have never won Champions League. We're kind of fucked, man. I feel like your club has a duty of honour to deliver a Champions League at this point, man. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, we won, mate. Like, listen.
Nah, City won a chance before you guys. Fuck. Ah, well. You get them next time, man. You guys, I don't really know what to say for you guys. Like, you. Nah, I was going to say you're the clean-hearted, but you're not even clean-hearted no more. You're like dirty.
Well, I mean, Daniel, like, obviously you hate, you have hatred for Arsenal, and my advice would be to you, don't, like, maybe support a team local to you. Don't live in North London.
Right back at you, mate.
You
don't even live in London. Why are you supporting
Arsenal? Yeah, no, well, let's not get into that.
Let's not get into it.
No, I'm just, oh, well, that would be my advice, yeah. You live in...
I should be the one supporting Arsenal, but God forbid I ever supported that team. But it's been a long banter segment. It's been a while though. I thought we had to bring it back one time for the one time, you know, since we did the Arsenal versus Man United thing. Do you want to finish off with fantasy?
We can though. Can I just say I've had a very good week.
Yeah, I'm happy that you've had a good week, Jake. I also had a good week. Like, all jokes aside, it was actually nice, this little period with Rude, like, coming in, actually not being depressed to watch my team play. Mm. So, yeah.
You had that, the new manager bounce gave you, like, a spring in your step sort of thing?
Almost.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could talk about... Did you have a good week on fantasy?
I thought I did. I thought I did. The average is 49 points, and I got 50. So
you had an average week, is what you had.
Basically.
You literally had an average week. Basically.
I need to do better, man. I need to do better.
The only thing I did, I fucked my captain up, because I captain Saka.
You've had a blind ass 60. If you captain Salah, you might have had the most points in the league.
I would have done, yeah. Well, Dalap, Salah, Smith Rowe.
I was talking about Dalap. I wanted to get Dalap in. He's good for a goal, that Dalap guy.
Good for a goal. We got a goal and assist today, baby.
Damn.
Against Spurs, oh, we didn't even touch on it. Spurs lost the home to away to fucking Ipswich. At home to fucking Ipswich.
Spurs. Oh, yeah, but it's Spurs, isn't it? Like, Spurs are Spursy. I actually sort of get what you're saying now. Like, I used to look at you guys as the same, but you're not. You're actually not. They're worse.
There is something there, isn't it?
Have you heard the story about how Levy bought them watches before the Champions League?
Oh, don't, mate. We didn't even. Lloris, yeah. They got
Champions League. That is terrible. Do you want to tell the story, or should I?
To the final. No, you tell the story. I'll just come in when I feel most appropriate.
Alright, cool. So basically, when Spurs got to the Champions League final against Liverpool, Daniel Levy was very happy with the team. He went and bought them all some expensive watches. I don't know, let's say Rolexes. And on the back, he got something engraved. And the night before the final, he comes and gives this gift out. And what do you think was on the back that was engraved? I'll let you tell the listeners.
Congratulations on getting to the Champions League final.
More or less. It was Champions League's finalist 2019
or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say 18, but yeah.
That is Spurs.
That is Spurs. That is very. I just typed Spurs here.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That is
horrible. Like, why? First of all, if you're gonna do that, why would you not at least wait until after the final? And second of all, it's like saying you don't even believe they could win it. That is sickening, man.
No, it's because Mr. Levy knew they couldn't win it, because he knew that it was Spurs and that Spurs couldn't do it. Because
no, but they beat Ajax in the most emphatic way possible.
Ridiculous. To get mate, there. I shat my pants that evening. You know what I mean? I thought it was fucking game over for me. And I thought, hold on, wait a second.
It's Spurs. Alex Ferguson's words pops into your head, lads. It's like, Spurs.
And then, yeah, well, I mean, it just sums it up so brilliantly. And then, yeah, they've lost to Ipswich today. Ipswich haven't won a Premier League game since the year 2002, which is, you know.
Holy shit. They play some good stuff in Ipswich, though, man. I always say it every week, and every week I lie to myself. But I am going to watch more Ipswich.
Well, they play good football. They will go down this year, but
I think they might scrape it, man. I hope Wolves go down.
No, the Wolves are actually too good to go down. They won't get really good.
Nah, I hope they go down, man. What are they on right now?
They're still in the bottom three, Wolves, but they're too good to go down. Their squad's too good, and Gary O'Neill's a good manager. They will not get relegated this season, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he could have said that about Leicester, though.
No, but yeah, Spurs.
What about Palace, though? Because they're in the bottom three as well.
Yeah, I said Palace. Not that they won't stay up, but I think something needs to change. But you know what's going to change? Parish is going to go. He's going to go through his phone book and think, I know who to call.
Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson, mate, for like the 400th time. And then he'll steer him to like 14th, and then he'll get a progressive manager in. It will go wrong, and the cycle will go on and on at Palace.
The cycle of life and death continues.
I suppose they've been in the Premier League now since like 2011, I think, is when they got promoted, I want to say, around that time.
Yeah.
So that's when they went up, and then you lot signed Zaha.
Oh, yeah.
But then he didn't get in the team because he shagged David Moyes' daughter. But I suppose that's, you know, that's not the point I was making. It was more that they've been in the Premier League Palace now for like at least more than a decade.
Mm.
But I haven't done it anything.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is there any point in even staying in the Premier if this is your fate?
Like,
I know there's money in it, but if I supported Palace, I'd feel sick, man.
From the club's perspective, it's good, obviously. Yeah. But as a fan, you must sort of think, like, why do I bother in it?
Yeah. Like, at least West Ham have an identity. Like, what is the point of Palace?
Well, yeah, look at West Ham. Like, they've been in Europe, they won a trophy sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or even, like, even part of me thinks, like, would you not want to go down? I always think this, like, if Arsenal got relegated into the Championship, I'd fucking love it. Because I'd get tickets to the games.
Yeah.
We'd smash every team.
Yeah.
You'd go up, you'd win a trophy at the end of the season. It would be a fucking laugh for a year.
You know it would be like, I don't know, bunk in school.
It'd be great fun, you know what I mean? Look how good, like, for teams like Burnley were playing in the Championship and stuff like that. Yeah. You must just sort of think, if I was Palace, I'd think, yeah, get relegated this season. Let's have a laugh down at the Championship and then you come back up.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you can't come back up, if you don't come back up straight away,
if you don't get promoted that first season, that's it. You're there forever. You're jamming in 40. You're jamming in like a fucking ninth for the Championship. Like,
step nine.
You're jamming down there. You're gonna be stuck there like Stoke and Reading.
We watched the Reading game at the pub one time.
In the Football League, but never in the Premier anymore.
Man, Reading are terrible. Who was their manager? Paul Ince, and his son played for them, no?
Who are we talking about?
Reading. Do you remember that time we watched the Reading game at the pub, and it was just the worst thing we'd ever seen?
Horrendous, yeah. Well, that was Friday night. It was Friday night in the Championship, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I say, I know this might put some of the listeners off.
Yeah.
And I'm not slagging it off. I think, you know, it's a good division. But I could not care less about the Championship.
Nah. I won't say
really
that.
Like, I know a lot of people...
When Ahmad was at Sunderland, I was invested. I'm not going to lie. That was good. And I like that their stadium's called the Stadium of Light. It's a cool stadium name. But, yeah, no, I do get what you mean, though. Like, I couldn't imagine my actual team being a
championship
team. Yeah.
Well, I mean, United got, they did get relegated in the 70s, didn't they?
They did. Arsenal have never been relegated, have they?
Never been relegated. Or, like, the longest without relegation.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's been over 100 years.
Well, you know, that's two things that you've never done.
Let's see if you get this. Do you know who scored the goal to relegate Man United that season?
In the 70s?
Yeah. Dennis Law.
Seriously?
Did you know that? Yeah.
No,
he's playing for Man City. He's playing for Man City relegated you, like, and Dennis Law scored the goal.
Crazy. No, I didn't know that. Little piece of trivia there for you lads. And I think that's what we'll call it. I had fun. Do you have fun, Jake? Don't worry, man. Arsenal will win the Champions League at some point. Thanks for listening, guys.
When?
At some point.
I'm tired, Daniel. I'm tired of your shit.
Before you die.